9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, August 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Digital payment apps can make checking out a breeze. But while they offer consumers convenience, some offer an opportunity for scammers.
The advice here is similar to when to link your bank account directly, and that's to only use those payment apps with people that you know and trust.
We'll talk to WSJ personal finance reporter Amani Moise about ways to protect your money after the break.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, and providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
When it's time to check out, be it online or in line at a store, consumers have many options. And each of those options come with perks and the risk of being the target of fraudsters. WSJ personal finance reporter Amani Moise explored the pros and cons of popular payment methods and joins me now. So Amani, let's start with credit cards. For a lot of people, plastic has long been the most convenient method of payment. But what do people need to weigh against that convenience?
Interest rates. So credit card interest rates have recently hit record highs and they're only climbing higher. If you don't have the money to pay off your balance right away, you should consider cheaper options because regardless of how many travel points or cashback deals you're offered, chances are the interest charges are going to outweigh those benefits. Debit could be a better option. And even though debit cards don't typically have all the rewards associated with credit cards, they have a lot of the same protections. So if there's an unauthorized transaction, it's really easy to get your money back. And even if you purchase something online with a debit card and it never arrives or it's not as described, there's a good chance of getting your money back as well. Now, if you don't have the money in your account or you want a little bit more time to pay, you should consider buy now, pay later options because they often don't have the same interest rates associated with credit cards.
And pay your bills at the end of the month, and you could avoid those extra charges, right?
Yes. As long as you pay off your balance in full, interest isn't a concern.
Now, digital wallets like PayPal or Apple Pay, they're also pretty easy to use. But are they considered safe?
Definitely. All of the protections associated with the underlying cards that you're using in your wallet are still in effect. And as a matter of fact, these wallets might be even safer because a lot of them offer tokenization, which means they're not actually sharing your card information with merchants.
Does it make a digital wallet safer if you tie it to your credit card?
Generally, yes, because most digital wallets like Apple Pay and Google Pay generally don't offer additional protections on top of whatever underlying payment mechanism that you're using. However, PayPal does offer purchase protection. In general, it's always important to read the fine print associated with the wallet if you're going to experiment with different payment styles.
Now, speaking of your bank account, businesses often offer customers a way to pay by transferring money directly from their bank account. Sometimes that's called an ACH transfer. Should someone consider other options before doing that?
Generally, yes. The payments experts that I spoke to said you should really only consider this option if you're being offered some kind of incentive, maybe a discount or you're avoiding a charge or some type of other perk. But the reason that businesses would be asking you to do that is because it saves them money. Merchants pay more than $100 billion a year in swipe fees. So they're trying to save on that cost by having you transfer money with your bank account directly.
Oh, so the swipe fee, when you swipe your credit card, are they splitting revenue with somebody?
All of the payments companies, whether that's Visa, MasterCard, the company that's issuing that card, they all take a cut of that transaction. It's a small percent, usually around 3%, but it adds up. So merchants are looking for any which way to save on their operating costs, and that means sometimes appealing to you directly to choose a cheaper payment method for them.
And people might be a little nervous about revealing all their bank account information just to some business offering them a sweater or food items or whatever.
And that's why trust is an important consideration. Even if there's a perk involved, you should really only link your bank account directly to businesses that you trust and transact with often. So maybe like your landlord, if you're a renter, or your utilities company that you know is going to be taking money out of your account every month. So those are good use cases for it. Buying a sweater online at some foreign company you've never heard of, probably not so much.
Now let's talk about peer-to-peer payment apps. Zelle, the app, was in the spotlight for much of the past year because of a number of users that were scammed. How do people who use Zelle and similar apps like Venmo and Cash App, how can they still protect themselves?
The advice here is similar to when to link your bank account directly, and that's to only use those payment apps with people that you know and trust. There are very, very few protections associated with money transfers, which is the payment mechanism that's powering these P2P apps, as opposed to transactions, which are what cards are usually used for. It also differs slightly from app to app. So for example, Venmo has rolled out a goods and services option. So if you check goods and services, when you send that money, you are able to get it back if something goes wrong. However, merchants or online sellers usually tell you not to select that option because that reduces how much they get, because Venmo then takes 3% to cover themselves in case the transaction goes bad.
You know, one method of payment that often gets lost in conversations like this is good old-fashioned cash. Is that the safest bet?
It's important to remember that your cash is only as safe as you are. It may feel more secure to stuff a whole bunch of cash in your mattress, but if a burglar or maybe a teenager comes in and swipes some, it's really hard to get that back.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moiz. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Our producer is Ariana Osperu. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. And our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.